This is Daf HaShavua. This is the third shiur for Daf Yud Gimel and Maseches Ksuvos. We remind ourselves of a machlokas between Rav Asi and Ze'iri. The Mishnah had spoken about a woman who is midaberes emechad. She's speaking with a man. We're not sure of his status. And Ze'iri understood that midaberes means nistara. She was just in seclusion with such a man. Had yichud. Rav Asi thinks that midaberes means nivala. So we're going to challenge Rav Asi based on this particular brisa, which the Gemara quotes on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the word mesve. Word mesve is approximately about 15 lines down from the top. Is the word mesve, first word on line is tzricha. Mesve. So we're going to quote a tosefta. Zu, the tosefta is somewhere in the middle of a statement. Zu edus sha'isha ksherola. This is testimony a woman is kasher to testify about. She is believed. What are we talking about? So we're speaking about a woman who, let's say, that's pretty much the case of our Mishnah. Let's talk about a woman who was midaberes with someone, and she says, by the way, this person is kosher, not to worry. Maybe it's speaking about where she's miuberes, and says this is the status of the man, and this maybe should be the status of the child as well, and whether or not she's puzzled the kakuna based on that, says the Brisa in the name of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, this is testimony. A woman is believed to say that I was midaberes with a kosher person. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, as we would expect, because this is the same Rabbi Yeshua as our Mishnah, in an emenis, she is not believed. And now comes a little bit of a back and forth between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer on the other side. So what happened? So Amar Lahen Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel, why do you think the woman should be believed that she was nivala to a kosher person and not disqualified for marrying a kohen? Iatem odim b'shvuya shenishbeis v'yeshla edim shenishbeis. You don't admit that in the case of a woman, a Jewish woman, who was taken captive, and we have edim that she was taken captive. V'yomer Torani, she says, don't worry, I'm tahor. Not to worry. I wasn't, nothing happened to me. I wasn't violated by anyone. Shana Nemenis, she's not believed. So why should this case be any different? So Armulo, so they said Avol, right? We agree Avol means just BMS, Rashi goes Kushta, right? It's true, absolutely. So we asked Rabbi Yeshua, Umahafesh Bein Zulazu. So what's the difference between the two cases? Rabbi Yeshua says to them, either way, in our case, this woman who's midaberes, you're telling me we believe her. Well, we don't believe the shvuya, the woman who's taken captive. So the Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer respond, what do you mean? The cases are completely different. Lezu yesh edim, lezu ein la edim. The case of the woman who was taken captive, she has edim. What do you mean she has edim? Look at Rashi, lezu yesh edim. It's about 9 or so lines down into the thin lines of Rashi. Lezu yesh edim shenivala, dekevan jenishbis, levena of dekochavim, veimprutzim ba'arayus, kulonu edim shenivala. Right? This is Anan Sadi. We can testify to the fact she obviously was nivala. That's what happens when a woman is taken captive by non-Jews. Next Rashi, but Uluzuain Nadim Shinivala. The woman who's midaberes in the Mishnah, we don't know. El Shalaro El Midaberes, we only know she's had a Yichud Umigo di Baya Arma Lonivalti. So since she has a Migo where she could have said, I didn't have beer with anyone, so Kiyama Nami Lakasha Nivalti Mehemra. Therefore, based on that Migo, if she says, yeah, I did have beer, but the person was kosher and would not that disqualify me from marrying Cohen, we should believe her based on that Migo. So back in the Gemara. So once again, they said, so Amrulo, Aval, once again, Abba Hefrei Sheish Ben Zulazu, Lazu Yeshed, Lazu Ein Laidim, Amrulahem. So Rabbi Yeshua said back to him, Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, Af Lazu Yeshedim. No, even this woman has Edim. Why? Shahare Kresa Ben Shinel, literally her stomach is between her teeth. What is he talking about? Look at Rashi, Af Lazu, the next Rashi, Klomar. Af kan yesh achas sheyesh la edim. In our case as well, there is a woman who does have Edim Shashi Adbiya. Vatem Cholkim Alai B'Yosem Muberes. You disagree with me when she's Muberes. Meaning what? We know there were two cases in our Mishnah, and therefore two cases in this Tosefta that we're quoting. And Rabbi Gamliel and Eliezer disagree with Rabbi Yeshua in both cases. They even believe that the woman who's Muberes, who we know was Nivala, is Ne'emenes. So now Rabbi Yeshua has a good kasha. You admit to me that when it comes to a woman who we know was Niveles, i.e. the case of the Shvuya, we don't believe her to say Tahorani. And yet, when it comes to the Meuberis, this woman who's pregnant, you, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer say she is Ne'emenes, that she was Nivala to a Kasher. So, back in the Gemara, beginning of the line, Amru Lo, so Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer respond to Rabbi Yeshua, Rov Ovde Kochavim, Prutzim ba'arayosei. Most non-Jews are promiscuous when it comes to arayos. Okay, so that we'll have to explain a little bit later, but the bottom of Rashi says, we'll see a little bit later, but the bottom line is, they're obviously speaking about the case of Shvuya and telling us why the case of Shvuya were more strict. And Amar Lahan, Rabbi Yeshua responds, no, ain't up a trafus la'arayos. There's no guardian, literally no custodianship when it comes to arayos. Which is his response to basically say that the case of Meuberes, in our case, should be no different than Shvuya, because we can't assume that that everything is going okay. So we'll see. The Gemara will explain a little bit later. The Gebraisa continues about Me Devar Mamurim Beidus Isha Begufa. This is all true when it comes to the Eidus of a woman for her own body. Aval Eidus Isha Bibita Divrei Hakol Avlat Shesuki. So this is even more confusing. But when it comes to a woman who's testifying about the status of her daughter, whether the daughter can marry, who she's pregnant with can marry, everyone agrees the child is the Shesuki. Now, Shesuki usually means where we don't can't identify the father. Maybe it's a suffix mamzer or what have you. So we'll have to see what this these last few the exchanges between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yezer are all about. So ask the Gemara, my kama lahu, umay kama hadrile. What does Rabbi Yeshua say to them, and what do they respond? So hachi ka amri le. So this is what they said to him. So now, they said like this: Hey shavton u'alamuberes. Meaning, what they basically said to Rabbi Yeshua was like this. Okay, you answered the case of the woman who is pregnant. But what are you going to answer us? Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua, you wanted to say, the case of Shvuya where we don't believe her, and the case of Meuberes where we don't believe her, that's very nice. So I understand very well why you would disagree with us when it comes to the case of Meuberes. But why would you disagree with us when it comes to the Medaberes? Of course she should be Ne'emenes. She's got a Migo. It was only Yichud. How are you going to respond? So Amar Lahem, Medaberes Hainu Shvuya. I believe that the Medaberes case is no different than the case of Shvuya. You know, it should be no different. A captive woman, we know, there are no witnesses that they had Bia, but we assume that they did. And the same thing should be in Medaberes. That's why I don't believe her. So Amulo, they said, come on. The cases are completely different. Shani Shvuya, Derov De Kochavim, Prutzim Arayasen. No, a woman who's taken captive is very different. Most of De Kochavim are Prutzim, are promiscuous when it comes to Arayas, and we assume they violated her. So, but when it comes to the case of what Medaberes, we wouldn't say that. Say, Rami Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Yoshua. So, Rabbi Yeshua responds, no, Hanami, Kevin Distater, once she already had Yichud, and Medaberes, which we know means Yichud, ain't up at Trubus Larios. There is no guardian, there's no guarantor, there's no custodianship against Arayos. We can never trust a person. Once you have Yichud, we assume that they had Bia. And therefore, the cases are the same, says Rabbi Yeshua. And that's why Shmuya is not believed, Meuberes is not believed, and Medaberes is not believed. Katani Mias, Tarti. So now, this entire Tosefta was brought to disprove Rav Asi. And Rav Asi was the one who said that what midaberes means on the other page, midaberes against Ziri, midaberes means that she had bia, where Ziri said it only means yichud. But the entire premise of this entire discussion is that midaberes and miuberes are two separate cases. That was the entire basis of the exchange between Rabbi Yeshua and the other Tanaim. So, ketanim, as you see, at any rate, that what? That tarti. There are two cases here. Midaberes, umiuberes. Tiyufta, dravasi, tiyufta. So that, in fact, that is a refutation of Ravasi's opinion, and it seems that we have proven that medaberes just means yichud and does not mean that they had bia. Ask the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going back on this brisa and questioning Rabbi Yehoshua's halacha. Meaning, why did Rabbi Yehoshua say, oh, the case of Shavuya, when she's captive, is just as bad, is the same as the case of Midaberes in the Mishnah, it's the same thing. Either way, we assume she had Bia, because ain't apotropos la arayos. What do you mean? The case of Shavuya, I understand. Most of the people she would have bia with are psulim, are non-Jews, and would pass on to kuna. But when it comes to what the woman in the case of our mishnah on the previous amud, what do you mean? Or the Tosefta over here, for that matter. Most of the men are fit for her for her, and would not pass her to kuhuna. That's a good question. Why should that be the case? So the Gemara says, must be Misayer Leila Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This supports Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which is, Dama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lidevei HaMachshir, Machshir HaFilib Rav Psulim, and Lidevei HaPosel, Posel HaFilib Rav Ksherim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi made this blanket statement. He said, listen, the way it goes is, according to the one who says, the woman is kosher to marry a Kohen, and that it's true, even if most of the people potentially wish she would have beer with are Pasultar. And the one who says she's Pasul to marry a Kohen is strict, even in Rav Ksherim. That's just the way it is. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua himself, the Tana, didn't make a difference between the case of Shvuya and the case of Midaberes in our Mishnah, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi the Amora has this principle, and the principle is that it really makes no difference whether the people potentially could have beer with our Pasul or not. If you hold a woman as kosher after yichud, then she's kosher, regardless of who the people potentially could be, she could have been with. And if you hold that she's pasul, the same thing, makes no difference who they, even if most of them were ksher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, l'divrei ha-machshir ba, machshir bibita, l'divrei ha-posel ba, posel bibita. So Rabbi Yochanan comes to say, elaborating upon our Mishnah, when we speak about Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, who say that the daughter is this woman is okay, it means that she's a kashal to kahuna. It's true when it comes to the daughter. And ledivrei apostel ba apostel bebita. And if you say the woman's apostle, so the daughter is also apostle. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan and says ledivrei hamachshir ba apostel bebita. Even according to the one who says that the woman is kosher, we believe her, she's ne'emenes, whatever, that doesn't mean that that helps for the daughter. The daughter, we have to assume, is pasul tikuna. So I'm a rabbi, my time's Rabbi Elazar, why should that be? Bishlam, so the answer is, I'll tell you why. Bishlam, ihi isla chazakot kashus. The mother has a cheskas kashus. We've mentioned this idea in the past. But Bita Lesla Cheskas Chazaka Dekashus, the daughter doesn't have any Cheskas Kashus at all. So look at Rashi. Isla Cheskas Kashus, about 50 lines from the bottom in Rashi. Isla is a Cheskas Vieshlom, our Isha Zubi Cheskas Kashus Omedes. Umisafik Ataba Laposla. So Altafsi Len of a Misafik. But don't pass her out of a Suffik. She starts out in the state of Kashus. Of course, the girl who's born does not have a cheskas kashus that she started out with at all. Says the Gemara, Esvei. Gemara is now challenging Esvei, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar, who says that even though we're makshir the woman we passel, the daughter, is going to challenge Rabbi Yochanan, who says, we're makshir the mother and we're makshir the daughter. Now we're quoting the Brice of the Tosefta from above, and we're going to challenge Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Elazar, from this Brice. What did it say there? Right, we said, yeah, when do we believe the woman is nemenes? When she's testifying about herself. Aval edus isha bebita, but her testimony about her daughter after being medaberes with this man, divrei hakol, havlad shisuki. The child is the shisuki. Now, shisuki really means that we silence the child because we don't want the child to tell us, you know, who the father is, because the child doesn't know who the father is. So then in terms of Mamzeris, that's where in the fourth parak of Kiddushin, we have that a lot. But here in this context, the Gemara assumes like this, my love, Shisuki Upasul. Doesn't this mean when we say everyone agrees regarding the daughter, the child is the Shisuki? Is that not another way of saying that the child is pasul? So we disqualify the child, even though the mother is fine to marry a kohen. So this is a kasha in Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, lo, Rabbi Yochanan will respond, shisuki v'kasher. All it means is that the child may have the status of a shisuki, but nonetheless, it's kasher. So the Gemara, so look at Rashi. Lo, shisuki v'kasher. It's about 11, 12 lines from the bottom. Klomar. Shisuki hu b'miktsas. Yeah, the child is a partial shisuki, meaning we don't really know the status of the child. Shem kohen haya haboel v'ha'uburiye zachar mishatkin osumidin kuna. You're right. We don't know. You know, the kohen, the boel is a kohen. And the Uber, let's say, is a male, so we would literally silence him from being a Kohen, as we'll learn later on, and he won't have the status of Kohuna regarding Truma or Avod, etc. Aval Kashu Luyuchsin, but regarding Yichus lineage, he is Kashir this trial, meaning Shimni Kevahi, if the child's a female, Tinasi Lukahuna, Vim Zachar Hu, if it is a male, Bito Vamanasuk Sherus Lukahuna. So yeah, regarding maybe Avodin, Truma, whatever, he doesn't have the status of Kohen, and therefore literally we silence him, Shisuki. But not completely so. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Shisuki doesn't mean the child is no good. If the daughter would be puzzled to Kuna. No, the mother's Kasha Lakuna, and the daughter's Kasha Lakuna. Why do we call the child the Shisuki? For a different reason, but it could still be Kasher. Umika Shisuki Kasher, asked the Gemara, is there such a thing? Yeah, in Kiddush Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Asara Kohanim Omdim, you have 10 Kohanim, Upirishecha Mehem Ubal, one of them separated himself and had beer with a woman, we don't know which Kohen it was. Havlad Shisuki, the child of that is a Shisuki. So, my Shisuki. Now, what does it mean to be a Shisuki here? Doesn't mean the child can't marry a Kohen. We know that the father, whoever the 10 men it was a Kohen who was Kasher. So why is the child called the Shisuki? So the Gemara says, my Shisuki, we don't allow him to take the possessions of his father's Yerush when the father dies, Pshita. That's obvious. We don't know who the father is anyway. We silence him from being part of the kahuna. He can't eat truma, can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means. And what do we learn from there? The offspring have to be, it's a bris, to be a Kohen for eternity. Misha Zaro Miyuchas Acharav. If it's his Yichos, his lineage, then he could be part of the Kuna. Yotazeh, Shein Zara Miyuchos Acharav, it excludes this child. So Rabbi Yochanan is able to say, as he said before, the mother is kosher, the daughter is kosher that she's pregnant with. Why does this Bryce say, against Rabbi Elazar, why is the Bryce call the college Shisuki? Not because of any problem with the lineage, but rather because he cannot serve as a Kohen.